This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Be plenty of swinging and action taking place this weekend. It's back, Swinging Like the Stars, which is back after a bit of a break for the Stand Like Stone Foundation, always doing great work. And to tell us more about that this morning, looking forward to it, Anne Kerr joins me this morning, the CEO of the Stand Like Stone Foundation. Anne, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, listeners.
It's great to talk to you once again, Anne, and it's going to be another big weekend at the barn for the Swinging Like the Stars. It's a great event, and it's been a couple of years since we've had it. We've had a couple of setbacks, well, particularly last year with COVID, Anne, so it's good to have the Swing Like the Stars back in force. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it sure is. We're really excited. Like, I'm smiling as I think about it. So we've got our eight fantastic local superstars who have all been learning how to dance with Hope Dance for the last 10 weeks, all while raising funds for the Limestone Coast community, ready to dance off on Saturday night at the barn. So not only will we see the culmination of their hard work, we've got them dancing. We also have Louise Adams and her band playing. So Fantastic. It's just going to be a ripper.
Yeah, great night's entertainment. And Anne, great to see as well. We can put a lot of people into the barn, which is very good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. When we started planning for this year's event, we still had restrictions, but thankfully, because we've done such a great job in South Australia, we can pack out the barn to 600. So yeah, if there's still a few tickets left, so if people want to grab a ticket for the night to see the stars, to see Louise Adams, and you can get them from Chapman's News Agency.
Okay, so as you mentioned, it's selling out, so grab your tickets as soon as you can. Get them today, don't delay, to book your spot. Well, tell us who's in it this year, Anne.
Sure. So we have a big varied group of people. We have Bryce Smith, who's a PE and health education teacher up at Kingston, representing Kingston. We have Pete Loring from Bricks and Coffee Co. here in Mount Gambier. We also have Marion Hodson, who's a high school teacher at Grant High School. These teachers, Bryce and Marion, are doing an amazing job raising money for the school subfunds that we have. We have a young lady called Macy Humphreys, who came in at the last minute to help us out when one of our original stars got injured. We've got Caroline Barr, who's established a new sub-fund for Stand Like Stone, focusing on animal welfare. So she's been busy raising money to help the animals of the Limestone Coast. We've got Stephen Holmes. Some of you might know him, part of the Holmes family through WFC Contracting. Stephen has been raising money for a new sub-fund again in memory of his late father, Barry, who did a lot for our community, particularly in terms of helping kids with sport. What am I up to now? We have Kate Palm from Panola. Panola Coonawarra region always do a good job raising money for their community. So Kate's in it this year representing that area. Who have I listed? We've got Randall Jones. Sorry. I'm from down at Allendale myself. We've got Randall Jones from the Bay raising money for the Stephen Noble Memorial Subfund, helping the communities of Port Mac, Allendale East and Congaron. And have I mentioned everyone? No, I'm sure I haven't. I'm having a complete blank moment.
Hey, that's all right, Anne. That's all right. I remember I mentioned people who've helped out the community, and they've all done a wonderful job. And
yeah, they have.
Yeah, so we must say a big thank you to all of those. And and also, I noticed this morning as well for the Queen's Honour List, the late Ray Scott has also received an AM for his services to the community, and he did a lot of work for the Stand Like Stone Foundation as well.
He sure did. That was just absolutely wonderful to see. Ray Scott, like his father before him, was a patron, has been a long-term patron and huge supporter of Stand Like Stone over the years. So, you know, on behalf of everyone at the Stand Like Stone, we're just delighted to see Ray recognised in this way. And I'm sure it's wonderful for his family too. So we would like to thank him for everything he did for us.
Absolutely, Anne. Hey, I was curious. They didn't ask you to perform this year?
I don't know if anyone had probably the misfortune to see Pete, my husband and I, do Streaming with the Stars last year. But there's a good reason why I'm not dancing. I'm just supporting the amazing dancers out there.
Yeah, they do some great work. And I know, I fall into that category too, Anne. But it's great to, they put on a great job and they've been training hard and enjoying themselves for 10 weeks.
These are just amazing people. They give up their, not only do they give up 10 weeks to learn how to dance, but they also are out there raising money to help our community. So it takes a special kind of person to do that, and we're just really, really grateful and thankful to them all.
Absolutely. And, well, as you mentioned, it'll be a great night's entertainment. And Louise is out there, Louise Adams, with her band as well, which would be, fantastic to have a look at. All the great dancers raising great money for the Marvellous Stand Like Stone Foundation, Swinging with the Stars. Some tickets left from Chapman's News Agency, so grab them as soon as you can and support a wonderful cause. And Anne, I wish you all the very best. Great work keeping everyone together and happy and fired up for a big night at the barn this Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul, and thanks everyone listening.
Bye for now. We'll talk again. That's Anne Kerr there, CEO of the Stand Like Stone Foundation here in Mount Gambier.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.